89.3 The Current. I'm Jill Riley. You're listening to The Current's Morning Show. Brian Setzer started his career in the 80s with the Stray Cats, with hits like Rock This Town and Stray Cat Strut. He continued his career into the 90s by starting the Brian Setzer Orchestra, scoring a hit with a cover of the Louis Prima song Jump, Jive, and Wail. He now lives here in Minnesota. He's recently been all over the news after donating his signature orange Gretsch guitar to the Smithsonian. And he's got a brand new record called Rockabilly Riot. You can see him live tonight at the Orpheum Theater in Minneapolis as he kicks off his Christmas extravaganza tour. Brian Setzer, welcome to The Current.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. So you are in a Christmas state of mind right now as you're preparing to launch your tour tonight.
Well, once the snow hits.
I think the timing was perfect for you, I think,
yeah.
With the early snowstorm that we have here in Minnesota. So, Brian, this is the Brian Setzer Orchestra that's getting together to do the Christmas tour?
Yes. This is the 11th year I've been playing, doing the Christmas tour. And I just kind of, I change it up every year. And I really enjoy it because I always dig out some old charts and change songs around. So, yeah, this is the 11th year.
All right, and you're kicking it off in Minneapolis. Is that because it's close to home or maybe because it snows here first? Why did you pick Minneapolis to start the tour?
I've kind of wrangled it so I can kind of kick off the tour here.
Yeah.
I could just kind of drive downtown to the Orpheum and bring everything I need, and we kick it off here.
That's nice. So you've got a new record as well called Rockabilly Riot. Now, this one seems to be really going back to your roots of what you were doing with the Stray Cats.
I mean, I just like that I'm keeping rockabilly going here. I kind of sit down and, you know, write songs. That's really what I do. I don't really write them in the rockabilly style. I just sit down and write them, you know, like someone would think about writing a blues album. I just sit down and write, and it becomes rockabilly music. I really like the record. I recorded it down in Nashville. I used my local drummer, Noah Levy. He's from Minnesota, and then the other guys are from Tennessee. And I'm probably going to take that one out next year in June with George Thorogood.
Oh, very cool. And you mentioned that Noah Levy is your drummer. We're familiar with him around the Twin Cities. When did you bring Noah on to become your drummer? I just like recently found out that he was drumming for you.
Boy, where do you find a guy that good? I made an album called Songs from Lonely Avenue. It was a big band record, kind of a film noir record. And all of the local musicians know who Noah is. And when I heard him play, his style just kind of mixed with mine, you know. He's got a kind of a swampy feel to his play and kind of a laid-back play. So Noah is my drummer. I used him on the Rockabilly Riot, and he's also in the big band.
Was there a particular reason why you went down to Nashville to record the record?
Most of the musicians that I play with in the rockabilly world live in Nashville, or they're from Nashville. I have made records here in Minneapolis, quite a few of them. But rather than bring the mountain to me, I kind of go back down there. And, you know, they've got, you know, everything you need down there as far as studios and guitars and all that stuff.
I'm talking with Brian Setzer on 89.3 The Current. Now, you just brought up the word guitar, which leads me into my next question. I want to talk about the guitar that you recently donated to the Smithsonian, because that's been all over the news. And so that would be your signature orange Gretsch guitar. And you donated that, maybe a couple weeks ago, a month ago. And tell me about the guitar. Now, when people see pictures of you, they've probably seen you hold this guitar.
I'm glad you asked that.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been asking me, which guitar did you give them? Aren't you still playing it? So, first of all, the Smithsonian wanted my guitar, which was, that's got to be the top of anyone's list. I mean, I still can't get over that, you know. And I went down there, and it was just a really classy kind of thing. The people were really nice. It wasn't stuffy or anything, but the people were really, really nice folks down there. And what I did was, I have a limited edition model that Gretsch made, and it's an exact copy of my 1959 Gretsch guitar, because
okay.
My guitar was made in 59. But I'm still playing it. So what's going to happen is, when everybody's done with that guitar, that's going to go in the Smithsonian. And the one they have now is the copy of that one.
Okay, so
but
you
I
had
give him the original one, kind of, I guess, when I'm done with it, which I hope is not anytime soon.
Okay, because I was wondering, you know, even though it's the Smithsonian, it has to be hard to give up your guitar that you've been playing forever. And I wondered, okay, is this going to be a replica version? Is this going to be the original version? I would imagine it would be hard to let it go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still using the thing, but I can't really think of a better place for it, really. I mean, it goes behind glass forever, you know? It
right.
really does. So I guess, you know, when it all is said and done, that's where it will go, and, you know, we'll trade it on out. But, I mean, you know, McCartney's bass is there, and that's the one he used with the Beatles, so I got to give him the real one that I grew up with, you know?
Yeah, your guitar will be in nice company, it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So that guitar, that 1959 Gresh, that Stray Cat guitar, that orange guitar with the... It has like the little dice on it for knobs, if I can picture it in my head. Now, that one, Gretsch came to you, or maybe you went to them, and they made a replica for you. Now, are you going to do a line of guitars? Are they going to, you know, like mass produce that replica of your guitar?
We could talk about guitars all day here. What Gretsch did was they came to me. They wanted to make an exact copy of my 1959 model. I thought a cool number would be to make 59 of them. So
okay.
Steve Stern, down at Gretsch, Fender, really, you know, copied it exactly. You know, even down to the decals I bought as a kid, you know, and the dice, when I bought the guitar, it didn't have any knobs. So I drilled out a set of Monopoly dice, you know, in the garage and stuck them on. And,
oh, so you did that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I thought the guitar came that way. All right.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people, you know, like to know that stuff. Yeah, as a kid, I just took, you know, Dad's vise in the garage, put a pair of dice in there, drilled them out, put some crazy glue in there, and I stuck them on the shaft because they didn't have them. And now it's become a thing that people do that, you know. But, you know, it's just like a kind of a kid thing to do. So Gretsch has made 59 of those guitars. And now what they're doing, we've also we're coming out with a new line of guitars. It's my name on the guitar. And what we've done, you take the best from the 50s that everybody likes about them, and you kind of update them with all the modern upgrades and innovations. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of getting the best of the old mixed with the new things that we've come up with.
89.3 The Current, talking with Brian Setzer. You can see him perform tonight with the Brian Setzer Orchestra as he kicks off his Christmas Extravaganza Tour. Again, that is tonight at the Orpheum Theater. And Brian also has a new record called Rockabilly Riot. And Brian, we'd like to go out with a new song from Rockabilly Riot. And we have the record, but I'd like for you to pick out one of your favorite songs for us to play here on The Current.
One of my favorites off that record would be Lemmy Slide.
All right. And can you tell me a little bit about writing this song or the background of this song?
It's a local experience.
All right, a local experience. Do you want to expand on that just a little bit?
I think when you hear the lyrics, a lot of people can relate to it.
All right. Well, we'll let people listen to it and see if they can relate. All right. Brian Setzer, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on 89.3 The Current.